You're listening to the AfterBuzz TV Network, now the largest new media platform on the web and your number one source for after-show entertainment.
Very good, Gene
Johnson.
AfterBuzz TV.
From the AfterBuzz Studios in Los Angeles, California, presented by Maria Menounos and Bing.com, and streaming live thanks to Akamai Technologies, this is AfterBuzz TV's The Voice After Show. We'll break down tonight's episode and get you all the latest news and gossip. If you'd like to buzz in on tonight's show, you can buzz us at 424-256-1729. That's 424-256-1729. And now, another post-game wrap-up show for your favorite TV show. It's AfterBuzz TV's The Voice After Show.
Hey guys, what's up? I'm your host, Michelle Macedo, and I'm here with Winter Ray from The Voice, who is also now going to be co-hosting. So we're here together. It's season 2, episode 4 of The Voice. Again, blind auditions, and we have all the insight and all the inside gossip from Winter Ray over here.
Oh yeah, super insider info.
Super insider info.
Pointed right here.
Yeah, that's where it's at. And hopefully you guys recognize her from last week's episode, and you can check her out at, why don't you give him your Twitter? Where
to tweet at? It's twitter.com/thewinterray. That is Ray, R-A-E. And I also Facebook the same/TheWinterRay. And then you can check out my YouTube, youtube.com/TheWinterRay and the number one.
The number one. Good. Because yes. I checked out some of your YouTube videos and your voice is beautiful and you were robbed from The Voice. I think when they didn't turn around, it was one of those frustrating times. But we're glad you're here.
Well, thank you. I was very, very excited that you guys invited me to not only be here, but I got to call in last week.
Yeah.
And talk to you guys. And speaking of getting robbed, let's have a little chit-chat about Ducky.
Oh, yeah. Good segue. Perfect. Yeah, well, Ducky was the first contestant to come on today. And he walked in. And immediately, Winter, you liked him.
Yeah.
Okay. What was it about him?
You know, not only does he have a really amazing mustache, cool stash, Ducky. My dad's is, I'm going to say, slightly cooler. I'm going to go, I love my dad's mustache.
What a statement.
But, you know, I saw Ducky walking around at the auditions before, because we auditioned together. And I was like, wow, I really need to get to know this man and his mustache. But he, his audition, he really was, I wholeheartedly believe he was robbed. Like, his audition was amazing. I don't know why nobody turned around. Like, it was...
No, me neither.
There are no words.
I feel the same way. We both saw the same audition. It was Tighten Up by the Black Keys, and he was great.
He was amazing. He had some amazing pelvic thrusts.
Oh, I know. His dancing. But I loved it because he just, like, didn't care if it was, you know, like Britney Spears dancing, obviously.
He ran all over that stage and, like,
gyrated.
Oh, he gyrated everywhere. He was, like, right behind Christina's chair. And, yeah, that's right. He was right. I mean, I wish that would have been amazing had he been gyrating and somebody turned around.
Oh, well, that would have been perfect. And yeah, he went right up there and I wanted him them to turn around. I thought he was going to practically walk in front of them. He just looked so close.
I wish that like was allowed. But he really was.
Do you know any, I mean, has anyone ever done that?
No, I don't think that you can. I feel like there's a big drop off. Like, beyond those chairs, if you try to go to the front, there's a big, like, black hole abyss. So you go down into the moat and you drown.
That would be, I would like to see that.
I feel like.
I mean, at least them get rescued. But the drop. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. but yeah, that was, he truly was. He should have made it. I think that he was definitely the one that got away.
Yeah.
This episode.
I think that.
And possibly of this season.
I think it's a rough time. I think that he probably seems like he's got his own style down enough where he could branch off his own music career. Kind of reminds me of you.
Oh.
And the person that, you know.
Shucks.
That, right? But, like, you know, you're just so you. And I feel like he had that quality, too. You just forget about them, you know? So I think that he's good. I'm glad that he was able to, like, make it on. But I don't know why Adam didn't turn around.
Yeah.
Kind of sounded like him.
Yeah, maybe that, like, maybe that had something to do with it. Maybe he thought he, you know, maybe he was a little intimidated.
That was my first guess. That was my first, but who knows?
Ducky was amazing. Like, he really, and I know that Carson was tweeting about this earlier. He possibly could have been the one that got away. And he did amazing. And I think that, you know, that's too bad. Hopefully, maybe there'll be more opportunities for him. That he's probably already on the phone with people.
I hope so. Yeah. I hope so. Because he definitely looks like a cool guy. We like his mustache.
Yeah.
We need to see your dad's mustache.
Oh, yeah. I will pick up my...
Oh, okay, good.
I know you're not a fan of the BlackBerry, and most people aren't. Listen. Most people are so iPhone down. I can't let go of the BlackBerry. I will show you a picture.
Okay, good. So, okay. I need to see this. Cause A lot of good things.
Yeah.
So the second person was Jonathan. Was that the second person?
Yes.
And he's from Brazil. And he's saying, "You Got It Bad" by Usher.
And he's got the cutest family ever. Mm. And from the first note, I wanted to marry Jonathan. Jonathan, marry me, please.
So that's her seriously asking.
Yeah.
Because I'm pretty sure... I would totally support that marriage. Imagine how talented your kids would be.
They'd be super babies.
Or it could be like the other way, like when two beautiful people get married and have kids and their kids are just like hideous.
like ogres ugly. With no talent that don't do well in school.
You're like, who knew?
My personal nightmare, Jonathan and I having babies. But no, he was, and You Got It Bad is such a sexy song.
I know.
And he did so good.
That's a great song. And he did really well. And who turned around?
We have Xtina.
Xtina. Who barely turns around for everything and always has a look on her face.
Yeah. She everybody. Always did this one.
Yeah.
Like,
totally.
It's her thinking look. Like, that I have a thinking look. It's like this. My little eyebrow
does
this.
That's good. That's very
she's
serious.
Got the lip thing.
Yeah, she's done that, definitely.
But yeah, I mean, that was like, if she had turned around for me, I would have like died. My knees probably would have buckled and I would have just started spasming.
But I'm sure that you've seen the footage and you've seen how they almost did turn around.
Yeah. I mean, I hope they almost turned around.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And that just, doesn't that drive you crazy?
No. I mean, I watched it once. I watched the performance once. But you know what I have done is I have put it on mute. And watched it because I look good on camera. And
she
I
does.
Couldn't,
she like, does. Let's not deny it.
I was honestly not expecting that. I couldn't believe it. Like, I don't know. Like, thank you, makeup artist. I should have one all the time.
So true.
But I don't know. To have Xtina turn around for you. Christina turn around for you. Yeah. That's amazing. She really is one of the most talented people I've ever heard, anybody's ever heard. So that was pretty amazing.
Yeah, she's really respected.
Speaking of amazing, let's talk about Monique, who did Mr. Know-It-All.
Yes.
So impressive.
Yes, from Alameda, California. And she had a pretty interesting story. Her mom had breast cancer when she was 12.
Yeah.
And, but then she's older now. How old was she?
I thought she was saying she was 12.
But how old is she now?
Probably 15.
She was like, she's 12, but then like her mom's alive. Great. That's awesome.
She clearly beat it and they made it through it. I think she's early 20s.
Yeah.
I think
that's
Monique
what I
is
thought.
Early 20s.
Yeah.
She lives in the LA area, by the way.
Oh, yeah.
And beautiful, beautiful person inside and out. And she deserves it. She really does. Like,
good.
And she killed that song. And that's not, that was not an easy song.
No.
She killed it. She completely deserved that.
That seems like it would be a really difficult song, no matter who sang it.
Huge range. Like, there was a couple octaves in there. Yeah. Christina's team.
Yeah.
Which, go Christina. She seems to be picking.
She barely turns around, but when she does, it's the right choice.
It is the right choice.
She doesn't take any risks with that one.
Okay. Naya,
who they show playing on Third Street Promenade, which we both know it's in Santa Monica, which is the beach.
Yeah, it's right by the pier.
Yeah, right by the pier. Yeah. Nice place. She's playing with her brother and her boyfriend.
Mm-hmm.
And she's very pretty. She also has dreads along
the
with
whole family.
Her whole fam.
We were talking about this when it was playing. I want to know, is it acceptable for me when I have children, can I just straight out the gate just dye their hair blue and have all blue-haired babies?
Personally, I think that's a great idea. Also, they would, I believe, just be more popular people in general.
Is that your natural hair color? Which I get all the time. People
really
ask me if blue's been...
They don't.
They must be kidding, but people do say that.
Wow. And I like how do you say?
I always say, absolutely, yes.
Totally.
Yeah, totally. Is. I actually dye my eyebrows brown.
There we go.
That was awesome. But
are you blonde naturally?
No, I actually have near black hair. I have very dark hair naturally. Yeah, I'm Irish, so they like if I'm in the sun a lot, and or when I wasn't dyeing my hair when I was like 10, it had a red tint to it. So, but my hair is very very dark naturally, which is so I have to bleach it to get this blue. Damn. So my hair doesn't grow very fast. Unfortunately, but I also do like
well
the
blue. But at least we know it's natural.
Yeah,
the blue.
Yeah, it obviously is very natural. But she sang the Lazy Song, and it was very good. She very much deserved to be put on.
She played guitar too, and CeeLo turned around CeeLo and was very
around.
Happy.
Yeah, CeeLo with his
she's pretty
with a smile
and a female
and a female. He loves the women.
Yeah.
And his fight with Blake over Naya was amazing.
Oh, yeah.
Entertainment for minutes.
Yeah, seriously.
Blake won. And I think that Naya actually made the right choice. And it's interesting because she was saying that the whole time through the process, she was saying, CeeLo, CeeLo, CeeLo. And she went with her first instinct, which was Blake. But my whole process, I was like, I love you, CeeLo. And I actually, one of my YouTube videos, I'm like, I love you, CeeLo. But so that was really interesting because that's, you know, I think what a lot of people would do, and I like that about her, that she went with what her first instinct was with Blake, and I think it was the right choice. That's a great team for her.
Yeah.
And he turned around first, right?
Yes, he turned around first. I think it was a good choice, too, but also I feel like I would have totally doubted myself and gone with the first instinct, you know?
Yeah.
And so that's awesome that she is a fan of CeeLo, and she could still be a fan of CeeLo, but go with Blake.
Yeah.
I think that's a good idea.
Yeah, yeah. And it's really, I mean, it really is a feeling thing. You have to go with your intuition because people's intuition is normally right.
Yeah.
So.
And she seems like a girl that knows how to trust it.
Yeah. Totally.
With her mom and the dreads and her little sister and the dreads.
Her whole
dreaded family.
The whole family was so cute. Like, yeah. Seriously?
I could imagine like hanging out with them for an entire day, just being so relaxing.
Naya, I'm modeling my family after yours. Creepy.
It's so true. I want to see that.
So who do we have?
They'll all be named Naya.
Yeah. And Neon. We were talking about
Neon. Oh, yeah. Neon
Naya
too.
And Neon. Keeping it in the N family.
Yeah, definitely.
So next up, we had Eric Masick, who I immediately emailed and asked to marry me after this, and I love him.
His dad or both of his parents are from Slovakia?
I think just his dad, but
His mom like didn't really have an accent.
His mom didn't have an accent, but his dad is like English as a second language.
Yeah.
Hilarious.
Yeah.
Hilarious man. I love Eric. There are no words. I really do.
Yeah.
He did amazing. Free Fallen was a great song for him. I was surprised nobody turned around.
Yeah, I was surprised too. Do you think, what do you think about him stands out from everybody else?
Well, what do I think about Eric that stands out from everybody else? He's a, I don't know. That's a loaded question.
It is.
Because for me.
But there is something.
There is something for me.
You don't ask everyone to marry you.
No, I don't.
It's only one guy before this.
Well, actually, there's only one other person before this that I asked to marry me. Jonathan, you got it bad and I got it bad for you. But Eric, it's not a voice thing. Like, his voice is beautiful. I love singers. Like, I love men that sing.
Yeah.
But he's got these ice blue eyes. And I just like, and he's so humble and so sweet. And
he seems really down to earth.
His attitude is amazing.
And that's what he's like, really.
Yeah, that really is. No, he's actually a horrible,
You know,
who knows? He was very amazing. And I was very smitten. I was very like, oh, he's so cute.
Because you want to marry him.
He also lives in the LA area.
Is he engaged?
Call me.
Or anything?
I don't know. Maybe he's got a girlfriend.
One would say perhaps single.
Perhaps he could call the number.
424-256-1729.
Call and give me a, talk to me a little
424-256-1729. Or you could tweet at us or tweet at The Winter Ray.
I'm just saying. Or you could just like text me back.
Or you could show up with a ring. Or not, you know.
Or not.
Obviously, you guys are friends, too, so.
Yeah, no, that's cool. He invited me to his place for Super Bowl, then I had to work. I was actually, I was ready. I was hoping that it was like a mock, pretend Super Bowl party.
But really, it was just
It was just going to be us, but turns out that
He's like,
people,
I'm just going to sing to you.
Other people actually showed up to it, so.
Well, so it's a good thing you had to work.
It's a great thing
it
that I had
to work. It would have distracted it from, you know, being about you.
Yeah, I know.
That should be the point.
And it should be all about.
And you work at Lucky Strike, right?
I do. I work at Lucky Strike LA Live. It's downtown across the street from the Staples Center.
Yeah.
And it really is truly the best place to work ever. Mm. I was able to leave work to do this show.
Yeah, that's amazing.
And they let me take off for weeks at a time to do this. And a lot of people don't get that. A lot of people's jobs... A lot of people had to give up their jobs and I didn't. So I really appreciated that. And, you know, come in, bowl. It'll be fun. Give me your money. I'm
totally.
A server.
Lucky Strike is
live
fun.
Off your tips. It really is
fun. Yeah, I've been there. And it's the one in Hollywood.
Oh my God. It's like cosmic bowling all the time.
Totally. And I need to go to the one at LA Live.
Yeah. You should come down there.
Totally.
Maybe I could like
Paul
hook you
and
up.
I and Phil Toast.
Yeah. I could maybe hook you guys up, but I'll have to get that approved by a manager in case somebody's watching.
Because
I'm not a manager
it.
Yet. You should also let the manager know that they need to promote me.
To put you as manager.
They should promote me now.
Winter Ray should be manager.
See?
But that's just a random thought out of nowhere.
No.
But was the next person Charlotte?
It was Charlotte sometimes.
And that is her real name?
Yeah? I don't know. I'm going to go ahead and I want to say yes.
Yeah, she said it like it was her real name, you know?
Yeah.
She didn't give it any explanation.
Yeah. Well, Lady Gaga doesn't give it any explanation.
That's
but
true.
That is Lady Gaga's real name.
That's true. That's true.
I mean, it is now.
Right.
But Charlotte sometimes sang Apologize. Mm-hmm. She had some amazing moments in that song. Like, there were just some, like, especially the ends of her phrases were beautiful.
Yeah, we were saying that her phrasing was really unique. And that she had a really interesting story. She had deteriorating...
Her
jaw disease.
Yeah. Which I've never heard anything like that. And that's like, as a singer, if I get the sniffles, which I actually have right now, so I apologize to the American people for my sniffles. But that's devastating. For somebody to tell you that you may not be able to sing again, I mean, for her to get through that is amazing. So I commend you, Charlotte, sometimes, because that... I probably would have curled up in a little ball and cried and and you know eventually got out of the little hole but she
one day
warrior woman go you and she made it on Blake's team and that's amazing. I think that's a good team for her.
Yeah,
her voice
definitely.
Is very interesting.
Who turned around? Who else turned around? Do we know?
You know what? I was just writing down who.
Yeah,
who,
I wrote down Blake teams. Too, which is great and that's awesome and I'm glad that she can still sing and everything worked out with her jaw disease, whatever.
Yeah.
But that's rough times. I mean, that's partly why at the Grammys this year, I mean, I'm a voting member of the Grammy, the Recording Academy. And
you are?
Yeah. are you?
No.
Oh. Well,
how do I do that?
We'll talk about it.
Okay, good.
But
by the way, I'm verified on Twitter as well, so maybe we can talk
about
that.
As of when?
You know, the other day I woke up and I don't know how it happened.
You don't know how, but what, did you get an email or were you just all of a sudden verified?
Well, my favorite color is blue, so when I saw this lovely blue check mark next to me, I was like, oh, that's pretty. How did that get there?
The blue check mark.
I woke up and it was there and it was pretty cool.
Cool check.
Hey, I'm verified. It's verified.
And then it does say
I'm like
verified.
A super big deal.
Super big deal.
No.
Awesome.
See,
yeah.
Thank you.
Dude, if you're verified on Twitter, hello. You're such a big deal.
Hello.
Let's you know. Don't even.
I actually had a notable actor the other day. Where'd I go? I can't hear myself. Can everybody else still hear me?
Back.
Yeah. There we go. Here I am. Yeah. I had a notable actor yesterday actually DM me and asked me how I got verified on Twitter because he wanted to know. And
oh, wow.
And I felt bad because I didn't know what to tell him.
Yeah.
I don't know what happened.
That's awesome.
Yeah. But, you know.
You know, maybe really you're friends with the right people.
I definitely. I mean, it has to be.
You got some good friends.
I've got some amazing friends who got me verified. Thank you.
That's awesome. I didn't even.
Do you want to be verified?
Think about that.
Because maybe I can tweet that somebody should verify you.
Yes, you should. I wonder who does
and get
that.
It done.
That's really interesting. I wonder who does that. Yeah. But that's cool that actor. What did you reply? I don't know.
I told him that I didn't know, but it was really like. He actually tweeted to his followers, and he's got a lot of followers. Mm. He actually tweeted to his followers to follow me. And
that's cool.
And I just thought that was so sweet. Like, out of nowhere, he did that. He really didn't have to. Like, the response that I've gotten from people, it's very humbling and very amazing. And I love it. Like,
so in terms of your Twitter followers going up, I mean, since the show aired?
Well, I had 20.
No way. You had 20 before?
I know. I was super popular before. Now I'm like even more popular.
I know. You were so popular
but
before.
Yeah, 20 followers.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, I had like 23 followers or
something.
That's
a huge jump.
I mean, yeah. And it happened within minutes. And
whoa.
I spent, on last Monday, I spent 3 hours. After I got off the phone with you guys, I said I'm going to reply to people's tweets now. So everybody tweet me. I did it all night. And then I woke up for work the next morning and I hated my life. So I drank a bunch of sugar-free Red Bull. And
nice.
I muscled through it,
but
guys.
But you reply to everybody's tweet.
I do. I reply to everybody.
And that's a thing you still do.
Yeah. I still do. I've got some tweets I have to reply to when I get home, but
yeah, nice. So people tweet at her because she replies.
Yeah. Tomorrow is my day off at Lucky Strike, but however, nice. I am going to plug my live band karaoke night at the Down and Out on 5th and Spring in downtown LA.
Oh, nice.
It starts at 10 p.m. It's fun. You guys would love it.
Yeah.
You should come down. It's live band.
It's tomorrow?
Tomorrow it starts 10 p.m.
At
the Down and Out. It's such a cool bar. Like, the drinks are reasonable.
Nice.
It's like you feel like you're in a band, and it's this band that backs it. They're called Trace Aliens. They're an actual band, but they're so good.
Mm.
And it's the words are there for you.
How did they put
karaoke.
It on the monitor? Or like
no, that's just like on a sheet. And so you kind of have to know the song you're singing, which half the time I don't. So it's a good thing that they know how to save you.
Yeah. Okay, good. So they're good enough where they save you.
They know the words.
So that's the thing. If they're live musicians, then.
Yeah, you just like give them
potential.
A look. Like for me, I do
I'm
the blank
drowning.
Stare. I do one of these. And then they're like, oh, she doesn't know what she's doing, so we better save her. She's
so
drowning.
Do they like end the song or do they just like sing along?
No, they'll sing along to it, but then like if it's just if there's no saving you, they'll cut it short. They're really talented. It's fun. So Down
That's
and Out
awesome.
Tomorrow night.
Down and Out.
That's where I'll
like
be.
Cool.
Okay, so the next man.
Tony Vincent. From the musical, and you knew all about him, from the musical American Idiot,
yeah.
Yeah, that's what his big thing was. And then he did the musical... The Queen musical in London in the West End, which is like huge.
Yeah, really like very successful Broadway actor.
Yeah.
As well as his wife, who is beautiful.
They met doing a show. I mean, they showed their little Broadway picture.
I know, they're so cute. like
they love that.
Jazz hands.
Yeah, exactly.
Stunning man. One of those people that can do any hairstyle and get away with it. Like he doesn't have any hair right now and
Did he have hair before when he met him?
No.
So he could just
This is
do
just
bald.
From Facebook stalking that I found
nice.
This.
Okay.
I apologize to your wife, Tony, but hey. No, he's a genuinely sweet guy. We Are the Champions is such a difficult song. We were talking about that.
Oh yeah.
Such a hard song. And he slayed it.
He really did. He went for it.
He could win this whole thing.
Yeah.
Yeah. He's wow.
He was great. Also, you could tell he was just felt so natural on stage.
Yeah. Tony Vincent, you are the champion.
You are the champion.
And moving on.
And on that note, yeah, that was a good one.
So what do we got? Anthony Evans.
Okay, so he's a Christian singer.
Mm-hmm. Beautiful smile.
Yes, beautiful voice.
Ugh.
He was talking about something about how his dad was a pastor. And they showed some clips of his dad being a pastor or a
Yeah, he actually, I think he is, he sings in churches quite a lot. I believe he's a religious man. Obviously, I am not him, so I can't, you know.
I guess you are.
But I guess I'm not like the best looking man in the world.
Well, you know. That's good that you're not the best looking man in the world.
I know. Yeah. Mom and Dad, there's something I need to tell you. but he, beautiful, beautiful, ended up on Christina's team. And wasn't Christina the only one that turned around?
Yes, Christina was the only one that turned
Which
around.
Which is insane to
never,
me.
Unheard of. She never turns around. But I guess she is looking for something that specific.
She's looking for soul singers. And that is what she got, Anthony. Like, he... Yeah. He's... not only a great person, but he was stunning. Like him and Jesse Campbell from the first episode.
Yeah.
Who, from the first note of Jesse Campbell's, his tone is amazing.
You,
beautiful. Like, I don't think Anthony hit a bad note.
No, I didn't. I didn't hear one.
I didn't hear one either.
I didn't hear one at all.
But he, so he definitely deserved to be on Christina's team. I think that was the right. And we're going to talk about CeeLo's best friend who makes sandwiches because CeeLo eats sandwiches.
So that's something they have in common.
Yeah.
For sure.
Jamie.
It's quite a story, though. He lost half of his lung. Or when he was younger, he...
had a growth on his lung.
Yeah, and then he got like pneumonia and then... And then they removed half of his lung.
And to still be able to sing like he sings. Like,
yeah, that's amazing. I don't know if they ever put it back or put anything back in there, but that's amazing. And CeeLo eats sandwiches, too.
And but he said he did Folsom City Blues.
Yeah.
And he did that song justice.
Oh, like, definitely. Hey. That was a great song. And he was playing guitar. He was playing it. He was.
Yeah.
It was a familiar song. Everybody loves the song.
Yeah. And he's an amazing guitar player. And he didn't miss a note on that guitar while he was singing. And he didn't miss a note while he was singing.
And he had a really interesting tone, really interesting voice.
Yeah. Really, really impressive.
Yeah.
Really, really impressive.
Way different.
We had Dylan Chambers do Valerie.
Yeah. He's 19.
Amazing song. I cannot believe nobody turned around for him.
Oh, yeah. And you were saying about his falsetto and stuff. Like, that was crazy.
Yeah, his falsetto was definitely, definitely impressive.
I mean, like, that's a crazy song. And he
was clearly,
like a little...
he was on the level of Jermaine, who did Complicated and killed it and had three people turn around.
Yeah.
Like, Dylan Chambers was on that level. Mm. I can't believe nobody turned around. Like, he did a very
lovely job. I'm really surprised that no one turned around either. Why do you think that is?
I don't know.
I mean, obviously, I mean, I think that they're affected. I don't know if they necessarily like show it in order or whatever, but by how many people they have to think about, how many people do I have? How many more people do I need? You know,
yeah.
And they have to like pace it out. They can't just like pick everybody.
Well, this is the fourth episode. So the teams are getting full now.
Yeah.
So they've really got to be really choosy. So maybe that could, you never know where their head's at.
Yeah, that's the thing.
I don't know where their head was at when they didn't choose me.
I don't know where their head was at either.
You know what? I think everything happens for a reason. I really believe that.
I think so too.
Yeah. So Dylan, definitely don't stop. And he's probably on the phone with people right now too, because to do Amy Winehouse and you're a man and do it as well as he did.
And you're a 19-year-old, like, you know?
Imagine what he's going to be like in 2 years.
Oh, yeah, exactly.
In 6 months.
19,
like,
yeah. In
amazing.
6 months even. That's true.
Yeah,
that's
amazing. True. That's and then crazy. There were a couple that they
flash by.
They
so
flash
fast.
By.
Someone named Luna.
Luna.
She looked good.
I love Luna.
Okay.
And she did what they, the short clip that they showed. Amazing. Like,
yeah.
Why did nobody turn? I don't understand that.
And I don't know why they didn't choose a longer clip for her. But maybe she was, I mean, I just don't know. But she sang the Come to My Window. It was like amazing.
Yeah.
But she went through, right?
No.
No, she did go
No, she
through.
Didn't. She didn't make a team.
Okay.
Am I wrong?
I don't know. I mean,
she should have made a team.
That's what I thought.
Well, I don't think that she did because Adam Lasher, right after her, he didn't make a team, but he also did amazing. Maybe they did. I'm
pretty
sure.
We should go back, and if anybody knows, you
call.
Tweet at us at AfterBuzzTV or call.
Maybe I should get my phone because maybe people are tweeting.
Maybe, yeah. So, you know, you can go ahead and do that. Maybe people are tweeting.
Let me just like you know, lovingly put my water down and lovingly bend over and show my cleavage to everybody. You better watch out, Christina's boobs, because my boobs are coming for you.
Yeah, they're clumsy, so.
Yeah, I know. They run into things.
They're all over the place.
I do have some tweets.
Especially since the next guy, Justin Hopkins,
looked
like Ryan Gosling. Kind of crazy. You said he was like a big family man.
That is so sexy, by the way, the family thing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, so that's like a good thing. And he brought his wife and kid.
Yeah. And I think his parents were there, too.
Oh, yeah.
As well in the room.
Obviously. He had his whole family.
He ended up on CeeLo's team. Deserved it. Did an amazing job.
Totally. Yeah. Who do we got? And what about Ashley De La Rosa?
Ashley De La Rosa. I think she is on my next page.
She.
Okay. She was one of the ones who, beautiful girl, by the way. Really sweet. Young.
Yeah.
Is going to go really far.
Yeah.
Like, she's.
She got through, right?
Yes, she did. She did get through.
Yeah.
And Nicole, too. Nicole, she did You Save
Me. Oh, yes. Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, she was on the piano. Yeah,
she's a country singer, but she doesn't think that you need to be playing guitar for country.
Absolutely.
Totally.
That's amazing that she. Yeah. Stick to your guns, woman.
Yeah.
She did amazing. She had a really interesting. There was one part in her song where she did some. She did a little bit of a talky thing.
Yeah.
And I can tell you.
Yeah, you said that.
I can tell you that I don't do that well, because when I do that when I'm singing, I'll be singing like this beautiful song. Like. And then I'll start talking like this. And it just doesn't
work. You're just talking in the middle of the song.
It's just horrible.
Yeah, that's true. But it doesn't work for everyone.
It worked for her.
It worked for her. It works for Sheryl Crow. Yeah. You know, like that.
Kesha?
Yeah. Oh, Kesha. That's her thing.
That is her thing.
So it's true. That is a talent all in itself.
But Ashley, Ashley De La Rosa made it. Jordan Rager. So good.
Oh, yeah.
Carly Davis and Alex with an X.
Yeah, Alex X,
Ali X. I thought it was I don't know.
Yeah,
but they all made it through. They didn't get very long clips. I don't understand why they did that. They did that last episode too for a couple people that made it to the battle rounds. Like all of those four people that we just named made it to the battle rounds. Super talented. The clips that they showed. Obviously, they're going to get a lot of airtime in the battle round episodes coming up. Hopefully. But I don't know why the magic of editing.
I know.
You know?
Who knows? You know, I guess, because of all the filming that they do.
Yeah, they do lots of
everything
hours and
that
hours.
They have to cut out.
Yeah.
So, I mean, who knows how they choose it?
I would like to have a blooper reel.
That would be awesome.
Because there is probably a few instances where I said something inappropriate. Yeah. Well, we've been hanging out for about the last 2 hours, so you know.
Yeah.
Okay. So, Eric Tipton.
Yes.
Okay. Wow.
Yeah.
Very blues traveler.
Yeah.
Like, it was very unique, and I don't know.
And no one turned around.
Nobody turned around for Eric Tipton. But
yeah, I can't figure that out either.
You know, and he's made, lately, Facebook chatter. He's made some amazing life changes, you know, and he has decided to get more healthy, and he's really been working on that, and he has a blog and he updates it.
Oh, cool.
I wish that I had the blog now. Eric, you should call us right now. What's the number?
424-256-1729.
Yeah. If you're listening, Eric, which I hope you are, you should call in right now, because we need to talk about
your blog and, you know,
and your life and your audition, and you really did amazing, and another one that I was surprised. Although robbed. I will say, robbed, yes.
Yeah.
That to even get to the blind auditions of the show, you have to be amazingly, immensely talented.
Yeah.
Like,
there's no one that's flat out bad.
No.
And anyone who's like pitchy or anything, either, I mean, a lot of people, I can tell that they're like so nervous, you know?
Yeah.
They're shaking. Like, what's his name? 19-year-old was shaking.
It was so cute. Like,
you know, I know. And so, you know, it's just, of course, he's so nervous.
It's a scary thing. And you can't think about that you're being judged.
Yeah. Like, oh, my God.
You can't think about that. And one of the things you should think about, I said this to you too earlier. I mean, you, because you're the only one here right now. What?
Yeah.
Is that what I think about when bigger? I get really nervous in front of just a few people, because when it's just a few people, everybody's paying attention.
Yeah.
But when there are hundreds of people in the room, you know, somebody's picking their nose.
Right.
Somebody is not paying attention. They are checking their phone. And that is always very comforting with
so that's
the nervous factor.
Comforting to you that.
To know that at least somebody's not listening.
Someone doesn't care.
Yeah. More than one person in a large crowd really just doesn't care.
Yeah.
You know?
That's a good way to put it.
Yeah. Even if they do. Like, it's a good thing to think about that. And
yeah.
It
just, like, takes pressure off.
Yeah,
it
does.
Some pressure off.
Yeah, because, like, going into it, you do start getting nervous, and you can't let yourself.
Oh, yeah.
You know?
I can only imagine.
Thinking about it too much. Okay, let's just talk about the belle of the ball.
Yeah, okay. I want her to win. I want her to win life and everything.
I can't stop putting a star next to her name right now.
Matai.
Rumor has it, Matai, that... I really love you.
Yeah. Matai, you should tweet at us or call in or something.
Yeah.
You are awesome.
Do not, I mean, become a doctor if you want to.
But probably don't.
As a day job, but it's not going to be necessary. Like,
no.
Definitely quit your day job. And
let all your cousins be doctors.
Yeah.
And your parents.
All of them.
They are probably doctors and nurses. They're so into it.
Yeah. Just they really love the doctor thing and the nurse thing.
So let them help people.
God, you did that song justice.
Everything was pitch perfect. Everything was you just showed us a new part of your voice. It was amazing.
She made it her own.
Yeah.
And Adele is an undeniably perfect singer.
Yeah.
And, you know, wow.
Yeah.
Wow, Matai. Like, I can't wait to see more from her, because she is very... And she's so beautiful. Like, she was it Blake? Was it Blake that was like, there's a star in front of us?
Yeah.
That is a star.
Yeah,
like,
that's true.
That is a star.
That's so true.
Yeah. She
was beautiful. She was sweet. She was insanely talented. There's just nothing holding this guy.
Yeah, she is another one that could easily, you know, take the whole thing.
Don't go to medical school.
Please don't.
Don't.
Just keep singing.
Yeah.
And being beautiful. Beautiful,
pretty,
and beautiful.
Either, yeah.
At the same time, prudiful, if you will.
Exactly. So, yeah. Matai, come on, get with it.
Yeah,
yeah.
Isn't she young though? She might be sleeping. I don't know where she's from. Where is she from?
I don't know. Well, she's probably. Well, I don't know.
Where?
Dallas.
Oh, Texas. So
wow.
she's probably it's 2 hours later.
Well,
there.
We gotta. She's gotta. She's got to email us. She's got to
do something.
@AfterBuzzTV. You got to talk to us about it, because we have questions. We have
all things
that we want to say. And I'm sure Winter wants to say
hello
from going through the same experience.
Yeah.
And on that note, let's go to a commercial.
Yeah.
AfterBuzz TV. Hi. I was once like you, a lazy, angry loner whose only joy was watching TV and surfing the net. And, like you, after I'd see one of my favorite TV shows, I'd be so excited and have so many questions that I'd actually have to talk to my douchebag coworkers about it at the water cooler. Then, I discovered AfterBuzzTV.com. AfterBuzzTV produces after-show webcasts and podcasts for TV series of all kinds, like post-game wrap-up shows for all your favorite TV shows. AfterBuzzTV hosts are industry insiders who break down episodes of shows, take calls from fans, and interview cast and crew from each series, with over 60 different aftershows, from Boardwalk Empire, to American Idol, to Vampire Diaries, to Real Housewives, and more. Now, after a night of TV, I can ignore my stupid coworkers, who I hate, and go straight to my desk and watch or listen to all my favorite AfterBuzz TV aftershows, and have all the TV fan interaction I need. Thank you, AfterBuzz TV.
AfterBuzz TV. What do you want to buzz about?
Really? Okay. Yeah, now we're back from commercial.
Hey.
I'm here with Winter Ray from The Voice.
Yeah.
And you can tweet her @TheWinterRay. Ray spelled R-A-E,
yes.
Right? That,
yes.
That's what I was confused about, so I'm glad you spelled it.
Well, you know, and there is actually a person that is just at Winter Ray.
Oh.
So.
Who took your name? They're not verified.
See, I was so upset.
F that pen. F that pen.
But no, so I'm the Winter Ray.
Yeah.
And yeah, tweet at me and I'll, you know, I've got my BlackBerry here that's not as good as an iPhone, apparently.
Well, you know, all of us iPhoners know what that's like.
So,
But let's go to right now is our special segment / news and gossip, which is you.
Yay! So what's going on? Like, read.
Oh, nice. Oh, yeah. Smash. All right. Well, Adam Alt. If you go to AfterBuzzTV.com and go into the archive section now, because, or to AfterBuzzTV2. com. I think that you'll be able to find the show.
I like how you're saying that to him like he's watching it and he's just having a hard
time. Oh, yeah. And he's like, not even. Should I text him?
Yeah, can you text him?
Obviously. I don't know if you didn't even think about that.
what? Anyway, so speaking of Adam Alt, he is a very, very good friend of mine who is in a band called Street Drum Corps, who I will be performing with in March. I think it's March 10th.
March 10th.
At the Roxy Theater on Sunset Boulevard.
Cool.
Yeah. And it's going to be an amazing show. Anybody who knows Street Drum Corps, they're insane. They take like found objects and just drum the heck out of them. The bejesus out of them, if you will. Like, and it's, they've done really well. They've gone on tour with 30 Seconds to Mars. They've gone on tour with Linkin Park, with The Used. It's... So anyways, that's who Adam Alt is, who's apparently having trouble watching this
apparently
right now.
Apparently having trouble, and I don't know how to do the period sign.
You don't have to
put
a period in there.
All right, and I don't know how to do the numbers. But if we could,
two as in the number two?
Yeah.
Okay, well, I'll just...
All right, yeah, you just do that.
Because that's going to just confuse
two.
Everyone.
Or you know what? We'll deal with that in a little bit. But I think I know what's going on.
Maybe he's just not as computer savvy as he thinks.
Maybe
he needs just to refresh his page.
Maybe he just needs to refresh his page and he's standing there and banging his head up against everything. But I'm glad he's watching and he will see this eventually.
Yeah.
So we're streaming live?
We are streaming live.
All right, cool.
Perfect. And so we are streaming live. So everybody else but Adam is watching this right now.
Cool.
Thanks.
I'm glad that someone figured it out.
You're real supportive, Adam.
Yeah, way to be a friend.
God.
Way to be a friend. And on that note, let's ask Winter Ray some questions that we've all been wanting to ask her. You know, you could even look on your Twitter and answer some of those questions.
I can't multitask.
Okay, too many things.
But
that's cool.
It's a blue-haired thing. I just...
Oh, it's a blue hair thing.
I could actually, I don't, it's mostly not questions. Oh, I had a Bulls, G-E-U, Bulls _ G-E-U say, if you don't follow me, I'm jealous. I will say this, I only follow two people, the Dalai Lama and my sister.
Really?
So, yeah. I used to follow everybody, but it just gets really cluttered and.
There's a lot.
You know, so.
Yeah.
And I like to snoop on my sister, and she tweets wherever she is, whatever she's doing.
Everything.
So I'll tweet her, or I'll look at her Twitter, and I'll know, and I'll call her, I don't approve.
Yeah, good.
Which I actually did to her today.
That's actually a great use of Twitter.
Yeah, I was like, I'm really just not down with what you're doing right now.
I'm waiting
and
to see where
like,
you are.
And she's like, I don't care.
Do either your parents have Twitter?
No, but they lurk mine every day, so I should probably tweet at them, hi, Mom and Dad.
Yeah, maybe.
Yeah.
But it's like, I guess if they look, then yeah, you gotta.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Every morning they look at it and they like to they like to Google me too now, which is really funny.
That's funny.
And they tell me about all the thing. Like, I guess there was Entertainment Weekly.
Oh, yeah. That's so cool.
Yeah, had an article. And then Perez Hilton called Carson up the day after on Tuesday of last week. And they talked about me for a couple minutes, and that was pretty amazing.
Yeah, that's amazing.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
That's some great exposure there.
Yeah. So anyways, let's just talk about Bulls here. Bulls says, if you don't follow me, I'm jealous. And then he said, if I'll ever get to date a celebrity, the Winter Ray, this sexy chick will be my date.
Oh, retweet. Nice.
And I will retweet you right now.
Way to go.
Where you live.
That's nice.
Do you have a picture?
Look. Why don't you tweet a picture? Tweet where you live. And then we'll decide on air if she'll be your sexy date.
If I will be your sexy date.
We'll see. We'll see. And who knows where he's going? Date to what? The prom? Who knows?
Oh, my God, please. I actually, okay. So, the, speaking of prom dresses.
Oh,
I
yeah.
stole my sister's prom dress.
Oh.
She doesn't know. Well, she knows now. I literally have her prom dress in my closet right now because I wanted to use it for a photo shoot.
Shut up. Yeah. Did you steal it, like, what, straight out of her closet?
Straight up last time I was at my parents' house.
Oh, no.
In Iowa.
Oh, wow. You went far. Ago. You went far.
I went really far to get this prom
yeah,
dress.
Yeah,
I was
went
there
far.
For about 2 hours.
Morally and physically.
Yeah, and morally and physically. My mom is going to be so mad when she finds out.
Oh, but, hey, someone's using it.
Yeah, I know.
Right?
Yeah, if my boobs can fit into it.
Well, we'll see. And there's always Photoshop.
Yeah, there is always Photoshop.
But there's always Christina, who she comes out everywhere and she seems to be pretty popular. So
I know. So
I think it's okay.
You know what? Boobs will get you far.
Yeah. As far as they can.
As far as they can.
Yeah.
But yeah, so I did. I stole my sister's prom dress for a photo shoot. So I will go to prom with you, bulls.
As long as she fits.
There's always tailoring. I mean, there's a tailor place right by my
Yeah,
house.
I guess so. But that's really amazing. Actually, I'd really just like to see the prom dress no matter what.
Okay, so I'll bring it. I'm going to wear it next week.
You definitely should because I really want to see that.
It's like black and sparkly.
Nice.
Yeah, I like it.
Where is it from? I mean, is it just...
Deb. There's a store called Deb.
Nice.
Yeah, and I'm pretty sure that's probably where, because that is where we got... I did get one of my prom dresses from, like, Macy's or something.
Mm.
I don't think there are Macy's in Iowa, but one of those.
Oh, interesting. Interesting. So tell me, what color hair did you have for your prom?
For my prom? Oh, God, I don't know.
Oh, you don't know. Was it changing a lot by then? Okay.
The first time I dyed my hair, my parents said, no, I could not dye my hair. And I said, there's Kool-Aid in the counter. And so, yes, I will be dyeing my hair. And I dyed the tips of my hair pink.
With Kool-Aid. Nice.
And
so that does work.
Oh, it works for okay. a day.
Oh, right.
But
so
then,
every day is a little, that's
yeah,
a lot.
Yeah. And then after that, like when I was 12, my parents finally, and I had blonde hair for a while. I wanted to be blonde. I used the sun in and I wanted to be
really?
A California girl.
Oh, wow.
I was tan.
Wow.
I was a cheerleader.
Like the one person in Iowa or what?
Oh, no. Everybody in
weather?
Iowa is tan.
Is the weather, I mean, you know.
It's cold. Winter,
but they're all
it's
tan.
It's winter. Thanks.
But you're winter, but you're tan.
Yeah. Well, I have a corpse tan. You can see my veins through my skin. That's pretty cool.
Well, you know what you can't see are your tats. So let's talk about your tattoos. What do they mean and how many do you have? And where?
I have, and where is the real question.
Right.
I have about 140 hours of tattoo work. Most of it on my back. I have these big, beautiful blue wings on my back.
Wow.
And
blue, like your hair, that color blue?
Kind of. There's a few different colors blue back there. Mm. I'm not going to take my shirt off right now.
No. No.
Maybe next segment. Maybe if I lose a bet, I'll come in here in a bikini. No, I won't.
Like our friend Maria.
Did she do that?
Maria Menounos lost a bet that the Patriots would win, and she went to Times Square and reported to Extra, where she works, in a bikini, yeah. In the middle of New York City.
That
winter,
is so awesome.
Yeah. You should
I
look
have
it
a
up.
Hero.
Oh, yeah.
I'm going to Google that when I get home.
Oh, YouTube, yeah. It's everywhere. It's all over the place.
When was that?
That was like whenever the Super Bowl was, when she lost. It was like the week after
that. Oh, it was this year's Super Bowl.
Yeah.
Oh, like my gosh.
Ago. Yeah.
That poor woman.
It.
I bet she was freezing.
Yeah. It just so happens, though, that she does work out every day. She has a book called The Every Girl's Guide to Life, and that her body's like perfect.
Wow.
So that worked out.
Wow.
For her. But, you know, that would be a bet I would not make, but.
Yeah, I would make it and then totally not do it.
Yeah. Well, I think that we should make a bet and then see if you could do it.
I will, however, come in a prom dress, in my sister's prom dress.
I really want to see that.
Yeah, I will.
I do.
Yeah. The whole top is just going to be all boob. Like, mm-hmm. I mean, not that I would show them.
But that's the point of the prom.
I know, that's true.
You know? Don't, it's so true.
Yeah, don't people like get down to business? Isn't that like the night?
Oh, yeah.
I have an interesting story about prom.
Oh,
when
wow.
I did not do that. I am a nice, I am a conservative in that way.
Yeah.
Except for if you know me. but I did. I when I was a freshman, I went to prom with a junior. A junior had asked me, and when I say he had asked me, I said, "You're gonna take me to prom," and he was like, "Okay."
You just like victimized a random.
Kind of.
Cool.
Kind of. I really wanted to wear
and
the dress.
And you were a junior? No,
I was freshman.
Oh wow!
Yeah,
brave.
Yeah. Right. Yeah.
Wow. That is brave.
I just definitely don't hold back. He dropped me off because there was after prom and we went and rode go-karts with everybody. And he dropped me off after it was like 6 a.m. It was light out. And I didn't like him like that. So we were just friends. So I didn't even kiss him or anything. And he was mad at me and never talked to me again.
Okay, so what would you say to girls everywhere about that story?
I would say, listen, if a dude's pressuring you to sleep with him after whatever.
Or kiss or anything.
Or anything. Right? Just whatever. If you don't want to do it, don't do it.
Yeah. A line is a line.
A line is a line. And, like, he was genuinely upset that I, you know.
Wow. So did you feel like you were friends with him before?
Yeah. I thought we talked, but it turns out he just wanted to sleep with me in prom.
Oh, wow. That's crazy.
He never talked to me again. So sad.
Again?
No, I never talked. I don't even remember his name.
Wow.
You the truth. Yeah.
But, wow.
But
he's like a
and
junior.
I
that's
thought
crazy.
That we were friends, but I think that, you know, we were all young, so maybe he did like me and he thought he was going to like get in there, but
you're just like, "Yeah, I'm a freshman. I'm totally going to go to prom with you so I can put out." Good
you know,
idea.
Like if I was a 27-year-old freshman, yes.
Yeah,
yes,
totally. That would be the idea. But
if you know, I would have had the same reaction as him did, and I would never talk to the man again. Take note, every man I ever date.
Yeah, for real. Everyone paying attention? Good. I know who is. Bull, whatever.
Oh, yeah, Bulls.
Your prom date.
He actually has tweeted me a lot.
Oh, so big fan. Big fan.
In the last 20 minutes, yes.
Cool. Okay.
I know, right?
Good. He's saying good things. Yeah. So how is that? How has your life changed since The Voice?
It's been really overwhelming. The positive feedback that I've gotten, I haven't noticed anything negative. I think that the only thing that anybody said was that, you know, it was just kind of an underwhelming song choice. I love Take a Bow.
I like that song too.
I enjoyed singing it. I was bummed that nobody turned around, but it's turned out pretty awesome for me. Like, I've gotten this, and I've done a lot of interviews, and a lot of people come into work. And, like, for instance, today I worked the morning shift, which I normally work nights, so I don't get to see the kiddies. but I went to work today, and I worked during the day, and a lot of kids, like, there was a little girl named Jocelyn, and her mother came in today, and just to see me, and it was, like, so, I almost started crying, it was so sweet, and so there's a lot of that, and it's a lot of people, hey, I saw you on The Voice, I thought you did so well, I'm, you know, we were rooting for you, please don't give up, and of course I'm not going to, like, I really meant it, like, it's not over, I'm never gonna stop singing. And there is no giving up. It's not in my vocabulary. Not doing this is not an option for me. And I love it. Like, I would be completely lying if I said that I didn't love the attention. I really like it. It's amazing to me that people recognize me. And it's so sweet. Like, everybody's been so nice. And everything's changed, but at the same time, like, nothing has.
Yeah.
Like, I'm so grateful for it, and you know, I'm always going to be grateful for the gifts that I've been given. Like, it's truly, this music is a gift that I picked up from somewhere in the universe.
Yeah,
whenever.
Because we talked about how it's not in your genetics.
No, I have one cousin who sings. And
your sister sings a little bit.
My sister does
but
sing.
Not professionally.
Not professionally. She sings when she has had a couple cocktails.
Cool.
And she is very good at it. I think
that
she should
like
pursue
fun.
It a little bit more. Kristen.
Yeah. I'm Kristen.
But yeah, it's just, it's very a very humbling experience. And a lot of people tweet at me, and I love it. Like, I really do love it. And it's, I love it when people come in. I know some people, there have been a couple of people that have thought that I would be a little bit sensitive because I didn't make it through. And that just is.
Were you ever? I mean, did you?
You know, I went, my parents took it a little bit harder than I did.
Which is really interesting.
Yeah, I, well, to me, you know, it didn't, it doesn't, everybody that didn't make it through, you had to be immensely talented to get there, and it doesn't make you any less talented. You're still just as talented as you were before you got on that stage, and that's how I felt about it, and
that's how. I think that's an awesome message to put out there.
Yeah, that's how I still feel about it, and, you know, I'm just going to keep on keeping on and pressing hard and working hard. And that's what we all have to do, whether we made it through or not.
And I mean, you've been working really hard in the music industry for a while now. And I mean, would you say that it's easy to forget your passion and how you love music or become like jaded or cynical?
That's something that
discouraged?
I've personally have... as far as being jaded, I think it could be an easy thing. That's something that I've personally, I have too many people in my life that will smack me across the face and tell me, you know, too many people in my life that would not allow me to do that. And I do a lot of meditating on it, and I like to keep myself grounded, and I'd like to stay that way.
And you're Buddhist, correct?
I am. I'm Buddhist, and I practice Buddhism, and I am... I think that's a lot. I'm laughing out of my peripheral vision right now. There is a man crawling on the floor.
There is. These are just the happenings that happen at AfterBuzz TV.
He's like doing an army
man
crawl.
Man crawls on the floor. Yeah, way too much effort just for that.
But
split second.
It's very. I like to stay humble and grateful, and you know, I think that you. I could very well get jaded, I guess, or discouraged. I just choose not to. I choose not to do that, and I think that we should all choose not to do that, and because it can be taken away and given to us just as easily.
And did you not feel competitive towards the other contestants that you were with during
that
time?
No, I mean, it is a competition, but no, not in a way. I didn't feel like... like, do you mean like competitive as in like, oh...
Like catty?
No. No. To tell you the truth, I stayed in my hotel, and I did a lot of reading, and I did a lot of...
Were you trying to... Was that on purpose, or...?
I just... You know, I'm very outgoing and social, but yeah, like, I like to stay... I don't like any outside influences, you know?
Yeah.
And I'm Aries, so I pick up on things, and I'm very into vibes, and I didn't want to, you know, like I was socially, I did make a lot of friends, but
you
like this? But I don't know. I don't know if it was on purpose or
maybe to keep your focus or something.
I wanted to stay in my zone. Yeah. I wanted to stay focused, and I'm very fun loving, and I'm very, I'm not diagnosed with ADHD or anything, but I, you know, could possibly
all
be
all over the place.
I'm very like, you know, like I can turn this conversation into a 5-hour conversation. So gear up, guys. We're going to be here for
a while. Get with it. Come on. You're up. Yeah. Everyone's looking forward to it, especially our engineer.
Whoop, whoop.
Cool. Well, then I think that we can all learn a lesson from Winter Ray about meditation and your message and your positivity.
Yep.
I think that that's really important, especially in situations like these, in these competitive situations where it feels like life or death or something.
Yeah.
I mean, did you feel like it was life or death?
I will say that once I got off that stage, that being on there, like once I got off the stage and got off, my knees almost buckled. Like, I'm losing my words right now because it's hard to describe.
Yeah.
It was a really, you know, it was discouraging for about 5 minutes, but then I went into big sister mode with my sister, who, I would like somebody to make a cool YouTube video and auto-turn her. Seriously? auto-tune her. She was like, I was like, don't hold anything
back. She's not
back,
having
honey.
It.
Jeez.
That's like, good, though. You know, that's what that's what
yeah,
are for.
And my dad, and I immediately went in when I saw, I didn't cry around them. I actually left their hotel room later that night, and I went to, there was an office at the hotel with a couple of the production people that I love and still talk to. And I just started crying, and I was like, I'm so sorry, guys, but I couldn't do this in front of my family because they were so upset. So that's what I did. I immediately
you felt
went
like you
into
had to be strong for them.
Yeah, I immediately went into like the mama mode, even with my parents. And so
it's okay, you know.
And I did that in front of the camera. I noticed because when I was off camera before, I went in the back with Carson and Perez and my parents and my sister, and I was having a hard time keeping it together. But as soon as, you know, I got back in front of the cameras, I was okay. So that's good, I guess.
Yeah,
but
totally.
It's all about, you know, and then a day went by, and after, you know, fake it till you make it. Like I was saying to my mom and my dad, it's not the end, guys. It's like, and
that's good.
And it's not the end, and it doesn't make me any less talented. And
talk about role reversal.
Yeah, and I've,
saying
I know,
that to
right?
your parents.
I know.
About
and
your
I,
career.
And I've made so many connections and so many great friends that, I mean, it's such, like, nothing but positivity has come out of it. Honestly, I've not seen anything negative. I really haven't. I haven't,
that's
like,
great.
You know, and so that's a blessing in itself. And it's overwhelming to me that so many people were that impacted, because it's just what I do. Like, I love doing it. And I also love the karaoke. which we all.
I know. We look forward to it.
Like to do. Anytime I can sing, I'm good with it.
So. Yeah, definitely. Anytime you can sing, I think everyone's good with it too.
And it's just everybody that was on the show, amazing exposure. And it's all about what we do with what's been given to us. Like, these gifts are being given to us and put in front of us. Mm. And we can choose to do nothing with them, or we can choose to do everything with them.
Yeah.
And I would, you know, like to take the everything route.
Nice. That's a good message. I think that's good attitude to have.
Thank you.
And I'm excited to see next week's blind auditions.
Me too.
And hear all about those people.
In the prom dress.
Yeah. Oh, and the prom. Oh, that's most excited for the prom dress. And we missed Marcy and we missed Mark.
Yeah.
This week.
Why?
I know. Whatevs. You're going to just have to deal with it later. But
they're probably like
right.
at home laughing at us.
I know. They're probably at home like, oh, yeah. Totally in bed. Whatever.
Yeah.
But. You know, the Winter Ray, at the Winter Ray. She's going to be replying to everybody's tweet tonight.
Yes. So
look forward to it. I'm at Macedo Music. And,
can you spell that?
Macedo.
Music.
Yes, music.
Okay.
Macedo. And you could tweet us at AfterBuzzTV or email info@AfterBuzzTV.com. Or call and even leave a voicemail at 424-256-1729. And we're glad that you tuned in. Thanks for tuning in.
Thank you.
And we're really happy to have Winter Ray on the show.
Whoop whoop.
And we will see you next week. Thanks for tuning in.
All right. See you guys later.
From Bing.com, executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz.
See you later. See you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.